Hello, hello, hello there, everyone. How's everyone doing? I'm glad we're good. Sorry. I had my Dora the Explorer moment. I forgot that there's no one in the room. Hey, everyone. This is Brian, and I am here with Emerson. Emerson, hello. Say Seth, hello.
How are you?
I'm not well, apparently. Thank you guys for tuning in for our weekly podcast, the Peace Talks podcast. We're glad that you guys are tuning in and checking in on our podcast.
It's been a while since
it's been a minute. It's been a minute since Emerson has been here. If you guys don't know, Emerson is actually the one who is the editor of the podcast. I just co-host with her, but she is the one who edits them and does all of the actual hard work. So,
it's not too bad.
It's a work. It's work for sure. But we have missed you. It's been a minute. We skipped on the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Good Friday and the Red
Rose Ball.
Yeah. And then we had the Red Rose Ball the week before that, and I just took off from everything, and it just, that was me. I'm so sorry.
I was like, where did that noise come from?
That was me. We took off because it was a long day and we were just tired. But, how was Red Rose Ball? Did you go, Emerson? Because I don't recall seeing you.
I didn't go. I was very not, mentally able to be there.
That's fine.
And I was like, I didn't want to have to buy anything for, outfit-wise. And it just was not a good week for me. And I was I can't.
You just needed a mental day.
Yeah. And it was, eating me alive having to tell Landis that I wasn't going. And so because I told her last year that I would go because I wasn't going last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll go this year. And then when we got around to it and she was like, hey, you're going, right? And I was like, oh yeah, no, I don't know. And she was like, well, you promised last year. And then it took me a week and a half to tell her I was not going to go.
It's hard. It's hard to say.
And I was like, honestly, I just mentally can't this week. And money wise with buying a dress or something. It was not a good time for me.
Yeah.
So I gave her a free event, an Emerson free event card. So she has a card that she can use anytime she wants. Well, one time. Yeah.
Just one time.
And it's I can't get out of it without a valid excuse.
Without a valid excuse.
And it can be whatever she wants. It could be go to the movies or, hey, I'm
so
going
cute.
To this thing and I want emotional support, or hey, we're going to the club. And I was like, and you would never catch me at
Emerson
club.
At the club. I need to go to that.
And I was like, because I don't know if they've ever been to a club. I don't know if they go to the club, but it just, that's,
I don't know if they would.
Immediately thought that because Nancy goes to the club or the bar sometimes. And I was like, Queen. Oh, okay. That would be something I wouldn't want to go to, but my friend is going and they might want me to go. I was like, yeah. And then I gave her a bunch of snacks and a little rock that I painted and a crystal.
That's so cute, though. That is adorable.
I feel so bad. And she was like, honestly, it's okay. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah. No, that's a good friend right there.
Eating
when they
me
know,
alive.
When you made a promise a year ago, but your mental health will always have to come first.
Yeah.
And I get that.
But I helped them get ready on Friday. So I hung out in their apartment while they were getting ready and held the little makeup palette while they
That's
were picking
so
colors.
Cute.
And then
so
I took
cute.
Some pictures for them and then they left
they
me
went off.
And I went and watched TV with my other roommate.
That's valid.
And then I went and did homework too. So
on a Friday night?
Yeah. I do homework on a Friday night all the time. I work on Friday. I also worked that day.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a part of it.
For me, Red Rose was, since I planned it, it was a completely different, point of view and experience from, my prior Red Rose experiences and any other student. I decided to just completely take the whole day off, got myself mentally ready, physically ready, got a haircut.
Wow.
Yeah, I was so happy. The beard needed to be trimmed.
Valid, yeah. I take that back. I didn't think anything of it. valid if you wanted to get your haircut is what I meant to say.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
It came out of my mouth really wrong. And I was like,
confused.
No.
I was like, huh?
You were like, she thought my facial hair didn't look good? No.
No, it did not look good. It did not look good. I didn't have
an opinion of it.
I had such a high opinion and I wanted it off. Like, if I could have, that beard would have been off of me in like the longest time. But my director asked me to keep it for the show just because I played a dead corpse and just having the disheveled hair on me just worked for my costume and it worked for my
for
my character. So I was like, fine. But I was so happy to just finally have it off the week after, you know, with Red Rose. But, you know, Red Rose was exciting because I had to get ready way earlier than everyone else. Because I had to set up. And setup was, we had only 1 hour to set up for the Red Rose ball. And years prior, it's been like, we set up during the daytime with the whole SGPA team. We break off, we get ready, and then we come at the beginning or like a few minutes before it starts. But this time, no, we had to be there like 7:45, and then we had from 8 to 9 to get ready. And then we were still setting up in the first trolley with like with guests that had already arrived. And thankfully, we were basically done.
Mm-hmm.
But all we had to do was clean up and get the vibe started. And you know what? I personally think this has been, and it's not tooting my own horn, I promise. I think it has been a lot more successful this year than it has prior years. Our numbers were not as high, but we still had a really good turnaround. Like, I'm not saying that the numbers were not high at all. They were. We had a really, really good.
They weren't as high as
like last year's. But the thing is, with last year, it was a lot different because
it was closer too.
It was closer, and it was like the first time back since COVID.
Yeah.
So people were excited to do something, but with this one, the venue was different. I just think it just worked a lot better. People stayed the whole time, whereas in years prior, you know, like it started a lot earlier and it ended a lot earlier. So a lot of people would come in a lot later and then they would be like, well, why are we ending so early? So this year I took those notes from last year and we set it up to be a lot later in the night. And like it started at 9 and like at 9, like the door was already like the line for the door was already the line was out the door already to get in. So I was like, oh, snap. People are here. Like people are actually here on time. And people stayed for the whole time as well. You know, like
I heard good things.
Oh, I'm glad. What'd you hear? Tell me.
Just that it was a lot of fun.
I'm glad it was a lot of fun. You know,
and they didn't have any like complaints DJ wise or anything like that.
Yeah, so. The DJ was really good this year. I really liked him, and I would want to come back for years.
You guys had the spinny camera thing.
Yes, the 360 camera. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So much.
I saw some of those videos. I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I loved it. I had such a good time. It was so fun. I'm really happy with how it was. But, you know, that is now in the past. And it's the last one I'll probably attend. But moving forward.
Our next big event is Showcase, which is Tuesday.
Whoop, whoop. April 18th.
And it's a chance for students to showcase and like showcase the projects and work they've worked on throughout the semesters.
Yes,
the two semesters because it's both
the two semesters. And you know it is it's typically upperclassmen, but you know first year students, depending on what classes they're in, get the opportunity as well. But I remember my first year, like I didn't do anything. Granted, COVID, so
I don't think we had one. Yeah, because we were sent home, like, really, we were sent home in March, so April, we didn't have one. Yeah. And then sophomore year.
We did have one.
I wasn't in it.
Weird. It was like virtual and in person.
Yeah.
Because I think so I've actually done Showcase for the Peace Times for 3 years now, actually. Mm-hmm. So every year that I've been able to do Showcase, I've been in the Peace Times panel, which I am so honored to have done. I believe all 3 years it has been in person for me, at least the Peace Times panel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited that this upcoming one, the last one, is in person, and it's going to be a big like send off for us, because yeah. We've worked real hard mm-hmm. with the Peace Times, you know. Typically we like to have our print edition come out on Showcase during the spring season. So keep an eye out for our print edition. You know, this is going to yep. be a real fun print edition. I need to stop saying print edition. It'll be a lot of fun. This new
print edition.
The print edition, gosh.
It's
going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. It's really good. It's about playing and how we incorporate different types of play within, you know, sports, within gaming, within theater, within just all around campus.
Hobbies.
It's a fun one for sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited for this. You know, this is kind of like a senior project for me. Although I will say I did not have much in it, in all honesty. Like, all credit goes
to
of course, Marty, our advisor, who's so awesome. To Kathleen, who is our lead designer, who basically designed the newspaper, the layout, like, she is fantastic. And without her, like, this would not have been as smooth of a sailing as it was. And we know the rest of our staff has been just amazing. And I'm just excited. It's going to be so, so, so good. So keep an eye out for the newspaper. It'll be out. We'll be having a tabling event on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
giving out as newspapers.
Well as giving them out at Showcase.
At Showcase.
Which is at 9 a.m. in the collaboratory.
Yes, in the collaboratory.
In the library, second floor.
Yes, the big classroom, as I like to say during my tours. but no, I am excited. And it's crazy because also during Showcase, we have our internship showcase.
Yep.
So it's a showcase within a showcase.
Yeah.
So
the internship showcase starts at 3, right? In the collab? Oh, well, not in the collab, but library.
In the library, I believe.
I think
it
says 3 to 4,
right?
Yeah, I think it's 3 to 4, because
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
And it'll be science fair style. So if you go, there will be a bunch of different smaller tables set up.
Yeah.
Where each student will have their own little like computer. And with their PowerPoint pulled up, and they'll just be showing off what they've done at their internship mm-hmm. and talking about their challenges, their future, and all that stuff. Yeah. And it'll be a great chance for you to get to see and, like, possibly do some networking to get a future internship, if that's what you're looking for now.
Mm-hmm. Or future job, yeah, I'm excited, but I am a little stressed out because my internship is still very on.
Yeah, because you just recently got yours, so you're going to have to finish your hours over the summer?
No, thankfully I actually finished my hours before. I get like a little extension compared to everyone else. Like, I already talked with Academic and Career Services and like with our professor. And since like for theater, it's very different, you know, because our internships, I mean, granted, we can do any internship.
Yeah.
But for me, I wanted to keep it within, like, the realms of theater because, you know, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking. My internship is with the Color Purple, is with NC Theater, and we're working on The Color Purple. So good. Come on out April 22nd through the 30th. So come get your tickets. The cast is phenomenal. It's going to be amazing. Bring a box of tissues because you will cry. I've already started crying, and it's only been the rehearsal process. So I cannot wait till it's fully done.
That's exciting.
I'm so excited. But, you know, for a showcase, you know, like working within the professional theater, rehearsal processes are a lot shorter, and they're just in random times of the year. So, like, when I was looking for this semester for internships, like, a lot of the shows were either at the very, very beginning of the semester or towards the end.
Yeah, that's the problem with, like, getting game design ones is that, like, they go really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when they open in, like, October, a lot of the art ones, and you have to like hit the ground running. But then it's like, oh, well, if I apply to this now, like, you know, it's not, it's going to be ready before what I need it. And then there's a whole issue.
It's a whole lot. And, you know, within my internship, I actually got hired not as an intern.
Oh, see, that happened to somebody else that I know. They were like, oh, could we like treat this like, or well, change it so it's an internship.
An internship, yeah.
Because it was like a contract work or something.
Yeah, no, mine is contracted as well. And it's like a 3-week contract, which is crazy. My internship, we have to make 120 hours.
Yeah.
And our rehearsal process is 2 weeks. And then with the show, it's in total a 3-week process.
Yeah.
And then I am already, in just this week, I've made like 40 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a full-time job, essentially.
I've got like 10 for this week.
Wow. Wow.
I do a 10. Well, actually, I might have 11 this week. I do 10 to 12 each week.
Mm.
So I only need like...
I only do 2 hours a week, or 10 to 12 hours per week. Got it.
Yeah. Math. So I only have like 18 mm-hmm. hours left. That I need that's to get
so
done.
I still
so
have
that's like 10 next week and then 8.
I have like 90 hours left. Oh. 95.
Yeah.
No, like around 85 to 90 hours left, but I'm not worried just because literally in a week I already got 40. Like I'll be fine.
Yeah, you're good.
But you know, like I have rehearsals from like 2 o'clock to 5 and then 6:30 to 11. So it's like I make 7 hours a day. So but yeah, I'm excited to showcase all
you
of
make
that during
7. Okay, never mind.
I do 7 hours.
I thought you were saying you make like $7 a day. And I was like,
for all the work I do, I'd be mad if I was making $7 a day.
Do you get paid for yours?
Yes, it's a paid internship.
Lucky. Mine's not.
What?
Yeah.
So sorry.
That's okay though.
So sorry. I mean, it's paid because I like I mentioned, I got hired as like a person, like
yeah, like
as
a contract. Yeah.
And then within my interview, I was like telling Max Kaufman, the person who hired me, the mm-hmm. production manager, I believe, I forgot what his title is, but he's a higher up within NC Theater, and I was telling him like, hey, I was wondering if this could work as an internship, if I could like send you all that paperwork and all that stuff. And he was like, yeah, we can make that work. I'm like, okay, cool. So it is my internship, and I'm excited. It's truly a dream come true. But yeah, do come on out to our showcase. It is our last time, so it's gonna be super duper exciting.
There's the 9 a.m. Well, for me, I'll be presenting at 9, and I think the other one's 1, 9, 1, and 3. Yeah.
What are the other panels that you're doing?
So the 1 o'clock one is because lunch is probably at 12. So there's 11 to 12 because I know my friend has the 11 to 12 one, and then I have one. So I'm assuming that gap is there. My 1 o'clock one is basically a senior project show off for game design. And I will be showing off my innovation project for this year, which is Little Ghost Greenhouse.
Ooh.
And it's basically like an educational plant care game. That's
so cute.
Yep. And I do a bunch of research about how to make this because it has to be different. It has to be something that's new.
Original.
Yeah. And so I was like, I want to make a plant care game that's more interactive and like mm-hmm. realistic to the experience of caring for plants, because I grew up on a farm and I grew up like, well, I didn't get into like house plants until like college, but I was like really, really into like,
you wrote a whole article about it. Check it out. Yeah. peacetimesmedia.com.
Exactly. So I have all these plants in my room and I'm like, okay, well, like these plant care games are just like, you know, like you just click things and it fixes all the problems. And it's like, that's not what it is. It's very complex.
Right.
And
it's not like one of those idle tap games.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of them are.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
what I agree.
I feel like that's very unrealistic. So I wanted like a cozy game vibe. Mm-hmm. And
I need to download this app now. When is it coming out on the App Store?
It's definitely not done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's only got works. Like one thing that's like, I only focused on one mechanic, which is like the watering mechanic.
Okay.
So you have to know when to like, you have to understand what plants are different and like when you need to water them and how like you might only have to water this one like 3 days, whereas this one it's like every 7 days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you have a little journal and there's like a so whole storyline, but I don't have it like implemented yet. So, uh-huh. But which is why like the ghost thing comes in, because you're a little ghost.
Oh, I need this game. Literally, I need this game right now. Oh my gosh. Like it's awesome because like it's fun, but also you're learning how to take care of a plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like in real time. It's just a virtual plant. I love that.
Yeah. It's like you can kind of like it has like a day cycle so you can like end the day sort uh-huh. of. And okay, that'll so. Like yeah. So that's how that works. So and then it's
so you're not actually like having to do it in like real yeah. time, but within the game you're mm-hmm. doing it in real time.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's sort awesome. Of. Yeah, sort of.
Give or take a little
give
bit.
Give or take, you know.
But it's pretty interesting and I liked it, and but there's only 3 plants right now, so I'm hoping to model a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole little you have your own little greenhouse section. And my goal is to make a bunch more plants to add, like, repotting as a thing, like a sunlight mechanic where you have to, like, move the plant to where it would like to be.
Yeah.
And, like, a bunch of stuff like that. I'm excited.
That sounds awesome. I'm so excited.
But that's at 1. There, I'm not the only person presenting in that panel. It'll be a couple of us. I think there's mm-hmm. 3 or 4 of us, something like that. There might be 5. I don't know, but we all have different projects. So yeah. Like one person's is like a match making thing for not tennis, but like pickleball. No, not pickleball. I can't remember the name of like, it's like tennis, but it's not. There's one, it's tennis, but it's another version of tennis. It's on a smaller court.
Isn't it? You said pickleball, right?
But yeah. It's, it's not pickleball, is it?
I don't think it's called Pickle Bar, but I think it's something ickle. Let me look.
Well, there's that one. Yeah. There's another person made like a whole card game, like, and made a digital version of it too. His presentation for senior project was pretty cool. He brought in like the physical cards, and I was like, oh
it is pickleball.
Show and tell. You know? He passed his cards around. It was nice. And then I don't remember who else is doing theirs for that. But that was really cool, and I'm excited. And my presentation part will only be, like, 5 to 7 minutes. But
what time is that one at?
1.
1? You can bet your bottom dollar I'll be there.
I don't know. I think that since there's so many of them, that they won't, like, we won't be doing, like, you know, like, you guys get to, like, mess around with the demos. But we yeah. might be able to, like, upload them on, like, certain computers so that people can like check them out, but at the moment it's just going to be video and us talking.
That's exciting. I'm so excited for
Kesley that. Also did some ukulele music for me for mine.
Oh, I love that. I love Kesley.
I have a whole playlist for like the vibes that I wanted. Yeah. It's a really sad playlist, but
I feel like that works for like a plant game, like
yeah that, and it's because like the storyline's supposed to be kind of sad.
You're a ghost. So. I'm sure the storyline is you died and now you have to take care of your plants.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of. Did I call it similar?
You're taking care of, so you're like, you died and your husband or significant other, I haven't decided that part of the storyline. So you're this ghost and your name is Marie, right?
Marie,
yeah. And you have a little hat. And I sketched her out too. And so I'm like, you died and your husband or significant other is like leaving these plants at your gravesite and they're popping up in this place that you're in because you're waiting for them.
Aww.
And so you're taking care of these plants while you wait that he's leaving at your gravesite.
That is so cute.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cute.
And
so sad, but so cute.
Right? And like, so the end of the game is when you have like your whole greenhouse filled. Yeah. And then, like, they come to join you, and you both, like, just kind of leave. I know. I was all up in my feels, and I have a whole playlist of songs that fit the vibe.
Oh, my God.
So they're either very, you know that song, When Somebody Loved Me, that song?
Oh, my God.
It's that's the start of the playlist.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow, that is sad. But yeah. I want to play this game now.
I was kind of inspired by Unpacking for some reason of like how like the story is very subtle, but it's not like the main thing.
Yeah.
The main thing is like, you know, you're unpacking all these things and like, but you get the story as you go along by like unpacking certain things.
Right.
So you're like, oh, like, you know, like the character's Jewish, Jewish. There we go, Jewish. And as you go through, you like, you start off in their childhood room. I don't know. I've been talking for forever. Childhood room, and then you go to their first dorm room, and then apartment with friends, apartment with boyfriend, and then you break up with boyfriend and move back home. It's like a whole like thing, and every like you're just unpacking your things.
Just a lot of vignettes.
Yeah, and you get to know what their like life is like because you're like, oh, they like music or they like video games. These books are like references and things like that. It's really cute.
That is so cute. That one is Unpacking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to play it now.
You should. It's great.
What's it on?
It's on Steam, but it's...
Come on, Steam. I love Steam.
I don't know the price off the top of my head right now.
Okay.
I think when I bought it, it was like $15. But I don't remember now. You could probably get it on sale.
Probably. On Steam, my favorite game that I've ever had is... I think it's called Party Hard.
Interesting.
So the game is basically this guy who is trying to get some sleep, but he can't. So he goes on a murder rampage and kills everyone at the party. And then he runs away and he just starts killing people at parties. And it's,
so you're playing a murderer?
I'm playing a murderer.
That's crazy.
It's so fun, though, but it's, like, it's very fun because you have to, like...
You have to do it strategically so you don't, like...
It's all about strategy because there's, like, cops, and then there's, like, you can't get caught while killing these people. But there's, like, a lot of ways that you can do it. It's, like, it's fun, and, like, you get... I promise you, I am not, like, mentally ill in the sense that I want to kill people, but this game was
somebody
a lot of fun.
Had to make the game first.
Someone had to make the game first, and Party Hard, and there's Party Hard 2. And it's fun because it's, like, almost like an old-school 8-bit style.
Ooh. We love that.
It is so fun. Like, look it up. You have to watch the trailer later.
I will.
But 100%. It's a really fun game. Like, I've completed that game, like, 3 times. But I love replaying it because it's never, like, the same experience.
That's
exciting. Super fun.
On a side note of back to unpacking real quick, I applied on Tuesday for an apartment. So, and if I get accepted, I can move in, and me and my sister can move in on the 24th of this month.
Awesome.
So it's, like, a fast turnaround. I'm hoping they haven't emailed me back about my application, but I'm, like, I've been checking my email, like, daily. And I'm working on getting all my, like, pet info in because I think maybe that might be why they're waiting. So I need to go ahead and get that in, but I have to
Exciting. Yeah. I am in the search. This weekend, me and my future roommate are planning to solidify where we want to, like, apply.
Yeah, ours will be a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, the one that we applied for.
That's nice.
And it has a loft area, and that's what sold me. Number one, it's on the second floor, which I wanted
a second floor.
Because her apartment currently is on the bottom floor, and she has, like, this, it's like a balcony, but it's, like, since she's on the bottom floor, it's like a... Like a more of like a patio type of thing, but there's no like railing fence thing, so like
it's
she
just
can't
open space.
Yeah, she can't put anything out there because people walk by and can just like steal her stuff.
Yeah,
and so I don't like that, and also I really don't like it because like when I stay over there, I sleep in that room, and I'm like it's just so weird to hear people like you can hear everything that they're talking about as they're walking by this like sliding glass door. And I'm like, nope, I don't like it. So I wanted to be on the second floor. And then I also have plants. So, but the loft area sounds really cool and it would be a perfect place for me to have a desk and things like that.
Sounds awesome. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of the other, and it's not too bad. So like split between the two of us, it'd be not counting like utilities and stuff. It'll be like $801 a month. Individually.
Okay, that's not too bad.
So like me, like it's like, I can't remember, I guess it's like 16 something.
Yeah.
Total. But like, it's not, it's pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Like it's okay.
That's all that matters.
It's like probably equal of Village Green. If like regular people lived at Village Green, more regular people.
If it wasn't just college.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like there's like kids running around all the time being annoying.
That's cute. I hate that low key. No yeah. offense.
To there's children. Like a little soccer, soccer field. Yeah, in like the middle. There's That's a pool, cute. But we've never seen the pool when I've been there. I'm like, where is this pool? Because it looks nice.
Yeah, from that and picture, like, it looked nice.
First off, Village Green and their pool irritating me.
Yeah, they need to open that up. Like,
I'm yesterday. Like, how am I supposed to be tan for graduation? I'm going home this weekend, though, so I'm going to lay outside.
Nice, 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 yeah. I'm excited. Graduation is, like, 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Crazy. I'm excited, though.
Mm-hmm. We're on our way out, yeah.
We have, I believe, this podcast and one more.
Yeah.
And then we're officially done.
Oh, so. Should we do anything special for our last one?
Duh.
Oh, yes. I don't know what I was going to say.
And that is a surprise to you guys, and that is something for us to figure out.
Yeah, maybe
we'll. But for the meantime.
Yeah. Just keep that to myself for now.
But for the meantime, check out our podcast. Check out our print edition that is coming out this upcoming week. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening and checking in on us. And we hope you have a wonderful week, a wonderful day. Good night. Good afternoon, good morning. I went not in order, but you know what? Yeah. It's a Friday and we're tired. So on that note, thank you guys for listening. Bye.